We just did a big segment on the Pete Rose documentary, 4 parts on Max. It's a really entertaining watch, and over the years, we have talked about one of Pete Rose's relatives, his sister, and we still have a phone number for her, so we're going to call her right now, see if she watched it, get her take on her now 83-year-old brother. Not sure how old she is.
It's about the same.
Yellow.
Yeah, we're looking for Pete Rose's sister.
This is a little awkward. She's been in the ground for about 15 years now.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she's no longer here. I have her remains up in an urn on the mantle right now.
Well, sir, you sound familiar. Is this Dirty Doug Out, the oldest living ball player?
It sure as hell is. Who's this?
Hey, it's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas for work.
I thought I recognized the voices. Yeah, now I'm putting it all together, yeah.
Okay. So you and Pete Rose's sister were an item?
We were an item, that's exactly right. She and I, we were married. We finally got married later in life, but we had a relationship from way back when, I tell you. I loved Rose.
Rose.
That was
Rose.
Her name?
Yeah, first name was Rose, and her last name was Rose. And then when we got married, it was last name changed to Out.
Rose.
Right.
But, yeah, she'd been in the ground for 15 years, got hit by a bus.
What?
While base jumping and doing cocaine. She was an adrenaline junkie, I tell you.
Kind of like Pete.
I loved her. We had a thing for a lot of years. People say Pete was a dirty player.
Yeah.
Well, Rose was dirty in the sack, I tell you.
Okay.
She'd do it all, George.
All right.
There wasn't nothing she wouldn't try.
Okay.
Her favorite move was the dirty Sanchez. Don't look it up.
Okay. Come on.
What were you thinking about Rose for?
Well, because we were talking about the Pete Rose documentary on Max.
Ah, that piece of crap.
What do you mean?
That documentary is crap.
Why?
They made Pete look bad.
Well, don't you think there's some truth to what he did wrong?
So what if Pete Rose bet on baseball? I bet on baseball all the time, too, when I was playing. We all bet on baseball.
All of you.
I used to bet with Bob Giamatti as to who would win a baseball
game.
He was betting on baseball. Ah, these moral hypocrites. Moral hypocrites, I tell you.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you put an Obama in the White House. All these moral hypocrites come out. Does Pete belong in a Hall of Fame? You're damn right Pete belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
He was the greatest hit leader of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look at it. 4,256 hits.
Amazing.
He leads in games played, too. The guy won World Series. He won batting titles, MVP awards.
Yep.
Did you know he was in the All-Star game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of went without saying.
17 times. Bet you didn't know he was in the All-Star game at 5 different positions. Did you know that?
Amazing.
Every infield position except shortstop. Every outfield position except center. He was a switch hitter, too. I saw him make out with men and women. Charlie Hustle. God, I miss Charlie Hustle. He stopped taking my calls.
Oh,
yeah. I wouldn't pay him for an appearance fee to be on the phone with me. Charlie Hustle. I'm the one that gave him that nickname.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah, I misread the name he had written on a receipt one time. Saw it, I said, what did it say, Charlie Hustle? And we had a good laugh. It had nothing to do with the way he played. It was just something, a receipt
okay.
That he had written on.
Well,
yeah.
I never heard that
before. Well, it
fit.
But I'm starting to lose hope that he'll be put in the Hall of Fame before I pass.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm starting to lose hope that I'll be put in the Hall of Fame before I pass.
I've never seen your stats.
They're keeping me out, too, these dang moral hypocrites.
What'd you do?
Keeping me out. Just because I killed a busload of high school kids one time, they're going to keep me out?
Oh, my
gosh.
That's disgraceful.
What the heck?
Just because I tested positive for steroids 400 times, they're keeping me out. It's ridiculous. Is it because I murdered my ex-wife and a waiter who was bringing her eyewear. I don't know, but it's insane.
Okay, you're just taking on other stories, it sounds like.
Put me and Pete in the Hall of Fame today, because these old bag of balls ain't going to be around much longer. They're disgrace a dirty dugout.
Hang
yeah. Yeah, I disgraced the game, George. But I belong in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
The only person who hasn't left me is Lava Brand Soap. I still am endorsing Lava Brand Soap.
Okay, you got one.
Yeah, on your hands when you use it, it's a little rough. But it takes a bite out of grime.
Okay, there it is. All right, Dirty Dugout.
A bite out of grime.
We'll see you.